Hi there. The word for you today is, are you drifting off course? In Psalm 26, verse 2, the psalmist writes, cross-examine me, O Lord. The story is told about a guy called Bill who telephoned his boss one day and said, I believe you're looking for an experienced, talented, hard-working manager for your front office, and I'd like to apply for the job. The boss replied, we already have someone in that slot, and he's doing an excellent job. By the way, your voice sounds familiar. What's your name? The guy replied, it's me, Bill. I was just checking up on myself. Hello. You need to check up on yourself regularly. Hebrews 2 verse 1 says we must listen very carefully to the truths we have heard, or we may drift away from them. That word drift should set off alarm bells. It doesn't happen overnight, but slowly and imperceptibly you drift off course and end up in places you never thought you'd be, places you may not be able to get back from. Think about this. An aeroplane that's flying just 1 degree off its assigned flight plan can end up hundreds of miles from its destination. And if it's out of fuel, it's only going to go one place, and that is down. Knowing his propensity to drift and to turn a blind eye to his defects of character, David the psalmist prayed, I have tried to keep your laws and have trusted you without wavering. Cross-examine me, O Lord. Test my motives and affections too, for I have taken your loving kindness and your truth as my ideals. What words? Notice the words cross-examine. Cross-examine what? Your motives or your real reasons for doing things? And number two, your affections or the things toward which you're being drawn? The question you have to ask yourself today is, am I drifting off course?